This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have found good in abundance because you have consciously and conscientiously tuned into the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, Barry Shore at barryshore.com. And this show exists for one reason only, you, Y-O-U-E-W-E, you. That's why you tuned in, because you care about you the most. And that's great, because when you're the best you possible, you can create the world that you want to live in, a world of harmony, a world of peace and happiness and love and joy. That's why this show is called and dedicated to the joy of living. And we are brought to you through the magical, mysterious, mythical platform called Internet Radio, hosted by K4HD.com. And you can type in questions, and we have for you one of the more intriguing, interesting, and beautiful beings that you'll ever hear have the pleasure of listening to. And her story will move you. And that's what you want to do. You want to be moved, because when you're moved, you become the best you possible. Now, on this particular show, I want to tell you that at this moment, there are, by the way, throughout the world, 269,711 people listening. And they're all listening for one reason, because you care about you. Now, in this show, we talk about the three fundamentals of life. When you learn the three fundamentals of life, you can grow. You can become the best you possible. Those three fundamentals are: life has a purpose. Your life has a purpose. The natural result of that is you can go mad. And in this case, MAD is a great acronym that stands for Go Make a Difference. Go mad. Go make a difference. How do you do that? By unlocking the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and terms such as WWW. Now, you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? And they'll tell you, well, it's something to do with the internet, of course. And factually speaking, that's correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant essence, WWW stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-da-da-da, What a Wonderful World. And what a is a word, W-H-A-T-A, What a Wonderful World. And a tip of the hat, of course, the fabulous Satchmo Louis Armstrong for enabling that song to go viral and touch hundreds of millions of people, maybe even billions of people around the planet. WWW, whenever you see it now, you're going to think, what a wonderful world. And when you do that, you're going to have a smile on your face, because that's what happens when you hear that song. It's all about wonderfulness, right? Now, a smile is one of the greatest, most important acronyms that you'll ever learn, internalize, think about, use as a word, and do. Because SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day, every day. Now, invariably, people come up to me, whether I'm speaking to 50 people or 5,000, they come over to me, No, right now we have questions up on the board. Say, Mr. Shore, I've been up for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Did you get out of bed this morning? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have friends? Do you have family? And you have to say yes, because they're there in front of me. Millions of people did not get out of bed this morning. Millions of people can't get out of bed. I know, because for years I couldn't. I was paralyzed from my neck down. And not from an automobile accident or a motorcycle accident or a spinal injury. It was a rare disease. I was standing up in the morning and in the evening. I was paralyzed from my neck down. I couldn't get out of bed for years. And you're going to be speaking with an amazing woman who also couldn't and went through life-changing circumstances. So seeing miracles in life every day. Now, when you do that and you smile, you say, wow. Now, WOW is a great acronym. It stands for Words of Wisdom or Words of Wonder. Actually, in this particular case, you're going to meet an amazing woman, and we're going to call her Woman of Wonder. Woman of Wisdom. That's a WOW. And when you hear Lisa and her story and what she does and how she does it, yes, you will become a better you. Now, I do have to make you aware that your humble host does use four-letter words. I use them liberally, and I use a four-letter F-U word liberally. And I do it, of course, for shock value, of course, and for other reasons. But I love four-letter words. Love, life, give, kind. Four-letter words. They're wonderful. And the four-letter F-U word, yeah, why do I do it? Because it's fun. Oh, there it is right away. Fun. F-U, everybody. Capital N, capital N. Fun. Now, invariably, people say, well, wait a minute, Mr. Shore. Fun is three letters, F-U-N. Not in my world. Remember, this is the world of positive, purposeful, powerful pleasantness. And in that world, fun, F-U, with a big smile on your face, add the capital N, capital N right away. That's what F-U is. So when you get off this show or later, and you want to hear it again, what you want to do, you don't want to miss a moment of it. Certainly don't want to do that. You want to share it with at least five people, because that means over a million people hear the show. Go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com, and you'll be able to access everything that we're talking about today with myself, with Lisa, and all the things we're going to be discussing. And when you see your family, your friends later today or over the next week or so, and you look at them with a big smile on your face, remember what smile stands for, and a twinkle in your eye, you say, F you! But remember to add right away, capital N, capital N, or else they might think, what are you talking about? Where'd you get that? Well, I listened to Barry Shore and the Joy of Living. Now, when you do these things, what you're doing is you're creating the world you want to live in. To create the world you want to live in. CREATE is a fabulous acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. That's what you do with CREATE. And the way to do that is with words, with thoughts, with words, with deeds. The two most powerful words that exist in the English language that will enable you to create better worlds, words and worlds are thank you, thank you, thank you, thank. What an acronym. To harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, and I read in one of his books, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. Be kind, kind. Keep inspiring noble deeds. Because when you do that, you create a better world. You went into a coffee shop. You ordered a fancy latte for $4.95. They brought it to you. Thank you. You ordered a fancy latte for $4.95, and they didn't bring it to you. Matter of fact, they forgot. You had to go back to the counter and say, what happened? And say, oh, we forgot, and now they brought it to you. Thank you. You're walking out the door, and it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you so you can get your umbrella open. Thank you. You're about to walk out the door, and it's raining, and somebody slams it in your face. Thank you. You're driving in traffic, and they cut you off on the freeway. Thank you. Get up in the middle of the night, and you stub your toe, and it hurts. You say, thank you. When you begin to learn how to say thank you, to harmonize and network kindness, you are creating neuro-linguistic programming that will alter the way you think, the way you speak, the way you act. And when you do that, you will build the world that you want to live in, that I want to live in, that everybody wants to live in, create harmony and peace and build bridges. I'm going to ask wonderful Lisa, to come on and just say, first of all, a big hello to all the people around the world, 269,711 people. And then we're going to go deep into Lisa, her story, what she does, and you will be better for hearing this. So wonderful Lisa, please say a big hello to 269,000 people around the world.
Hello, everybody around the world. Hello, Barry.
Wow, wonderful
Lisa.
Nice
to be here.
It's nice to have you here. Oh, listen to her smile and laughter. Isn't that wonderful and beautiful? Now, Lisa has a great name, last name, which is G-O-U-G-H. We always pronounce it Go, like in Van Gogh, the famous artist. Lisa, is that how you pronounce your last name?
Actually, it's pronounced Goff.
Aha, like that's Koff, why I asked you. Goff.
Excuse me.
Okay. So Lisa, with the last name of Goff, not like the artist, even though it is the artist's name, Lisa is an agent of change. You know why? Because she has been studying since early childhood the core ingredients and the essential nature of what we call human validation. Human validation, which is basically the need to be accepted by others for our ideas and values, regardless of who you are. And here's where it gets really important. She has done firsthand research of people throughout her life, and she has a gripping personal quest and a great story. I'm just going to begin with the story because Lisa is a beautiful, blonde-headed woman who has an interesting situation in the sense that her mother took some medication when she was expecting, and it affected Lisa in an adverse way. So in your own words, let's talk about who you are from the point of view of when you first emerged into the world and what that was all about, Lisa.
Sure. Thank you, Barry. So I was born in 1962, and during that time, there was a drug that had been introduced in the European market called thalidomide. And thalidomide, the makers of thalidomide, were trying really hard to get that drug into the United States for mass distribution, and it was being promoted as being a very safe sedative. And it was also very effective to help prevent morning sickness. And we had a research doctor here in the United States, Dr. Kelsey, who represented the FDA, and she was very diligent about standing in the way of getting thalidomide into the United States in a very fast hurry. However, the way that the laws were written during that time, there was no regulation put on clinical trials for drug testing. And the drug company who was trying to get it into the United States managed to get 2.5 million tablets into the United States, and they were meant to be distributed on a clinical trial basis. So my mom, we live in the United States, of course. I was born in Reno, Nevada. And so my mom was experiencing pretty harsh morning sickness and went to her doctor, and her doctor had given her this brand new drug, and it was a sedative of some sort, and told her to try it. And so my mom took it, and she didn't take very much of it. She told me later on that it really wasn't effective. It didn't help her. But what it did is it produced a birth defect in my body that actually starts in my spine, the L4, L5 spine region, called PFFD. That's proximal focal femoral deficiency. So it's basically one leg is shorter than the other, but really what it means is that I was exposed to this drug in the womb, and it actually disturbed a lot of my orthopedic, how I was formed. And so Anyway, born with one leg shorter than
the other. Let me interrupt you for a moment and just do a quick recap for people, because you know your story well, and I just want to make people aware of two things. Number one, when Lisa talks about 1962, most of the listening audience wasn't born in 1962. You have no idea really what she's talking about, because 1962 to you is ancient history. But suffice it to say that the drug called thalidomide was exposed, as it were, when the nasty side effects came out and caused massive amounts of birth defects in the United States and in Europe. Matter of fact, I remember reading, because I am old enough, in Life magazine, full page spreads with pictures and such of people who were adversely affected. So when Lisa says that one leg was shorter than the other, she doesn't just mean, oh, there was a quarter of an inch difference. There was a whole differential in her body. This was something that caught, and in the ripple effects, what you're going to hear is that this drug was really nasty. Now, again, the people who made it didn't think it was going to be nasty. Nobody was set out to be nasty to other people. And yet, as Lisa's going to tell us later, it actually, decades later, become a beneficial kind of drug. But at this particular point, Lisa is adversely affected because her mother took just a few doses of it, and now she's born, and she is not just having birth defects. It affects your entire view of life, because you have to live with other people who look upon these things. Again, we're talking about kids growing up, things called bullying. I mean, we're talking about bullying people who are just regular in situations. I was bullied. I'm just a wonderful, handsome, delightful young fellow. But, you know, when you have issues, then it becomes even more difficult. So let's go from there and talk about what it meant to be not just one leg shorter than the other, but it affected your entire ability to be mobile and involved and grow.
Sure. So when I was a baby, my father actually was able to sponsor me into the Shriners Hospital for, at the time it was called, for crippled children. And I spent a great deal of time in my childhood going back and forth from the Shriners Hospital back to my home. And every time I went to the Shriners Hospital, what they were doing was they were doing an experimental leg lengthening surgery in hopes to lengthen the leg. And this took years, and it eventually failed. But the point is that from being away from home to all of a sudden showing up when I, you know, was home, I was either, you know, I was always either on a cast, or I was in a wheelchair, or I was on crutches, but I was always the new girl in the classroom. And I was also the curious, like the object of people's curiosity. And so I would get a lot of attention, but soon it would become very negative. So I know what it's like to be on the receiving end of being picked on, being segregated, being outcast. I'm, you know, being made to feel like I was an outcast. And so that kind of shaped my whole, I guess maybe my personality in a way when I was growing up, because I really had to, I had to walk a different path, because I was always on the defensive, because there was always somebody there to, you know, to be mean. And I mean, that's just the way it is, you know, just to be mean. And so for many, many years, I grew up like that. But the really beautiful thing about that is that I have, my family is wonderful. And from the day that that my pediatrician talked to my family, they said, you know, my pediatrician told my family, she's going to grow up in a hard road. And when she falls, you need to make her pick herself up and push through. You cannot baby her. You cannot treat her like she's any different, because the world's going to treat her that way. And she has to learn how to be strong to be able to deal with that as she grows up. So basically, I was blessed that to have a family that did not allow me to feel like a victim. I do not have victimhood mentality. In fact, it went the other way. I learned strength, and I learned it from a very early age. And so as I was growing up, spending a lot of these years when I was in the hospital, with a lot of these thalidomide babies. And the effect of that drug on the newborns, it was just, it's unimaginable. And I just don't have words, but I spent a lot of time with these kids. And the one thing that I always felt when I was around them is that I was the more normal one, for the lack of a better way to put that. But my birth defects were not as severe as these other children. And these children were the happiest children on the planet. And they were the hardest children to look at because their physical deformities just really overshadowed who they are, you know, their little spirits, their little personalities, until you looked into their eyes and you saw them smiling and you saw them enjoying their life. And that was really a blessing. And that really stuck with me, you know, throughout my life. And so when Barry tells me,
I'm sorry, let me just put this into context, because again, just for people, because Lisa lives it. I want to go back to three things. Number one, Shriners Hospital. Let's give a big shout out, a round of applause. Yay, yay, yay. If you don't if you don't know who the Shriners are and what they do, and the selfless dedication of amazingly giving, compassionate people, I urge everybody listening, Google it. Look it up. I don't care if you Google, Bing it, whatever you need to do. Look up Shriners Hospital and then pick your jaw off the ground when you say, oh, dear Lord, there are people like this? Yes. And Lisa got the best of care because people care. I want to put that in perspective. That's number one. Number two, also, let's be blunt. We don't use the words today, crippled. But that's the word that was used with Lisa when she was growing up. And the word cripple itself is crippling. Let's be blunt. And if you're constantly told or taunted by other people, it's very hard to not feel that in your own self-image. So without a loving, caring, nurturing, enabling family that Lisa had, as she said, then she would have been crippled, not just physically, but mentally. And now she tells us that out of this really tough, hard road, she was able to gain strength. And again, remember, the whole purpose of the joy of living and the reason you're tuning in is not to hear a heart-rending story. It's to give you strength. It's to make you understand you can be the best you possible, the Y-O-U, and we need you. The planet needs you. You can't shrink from who you are because we need you to go and burst forth. And if you don't have a physical deformity, great. If you do, great. But listen to what Lisa's telling us. She, as an older child or even a young adult, went back and saw, and I've seen some of these deformities. It truly breaks the heart. And yet, the people, the kids that lived with this, and some of them didn't live very long because it unfortunately shortened life as well, they were able to enable their spirits to come through. The physical is a very important aspect of life, right, Lisa? But it's the mental, it's the self-talk that really enables one to live. Because when we're talking about life, life stands for living for eternity. When you're an eternal, immortal, beautiful, bountiful, beloved being, and you're always looking for good, then guess what? You will find it. We found it in the person called Lisa Goff. So I want you to continue. Just to put that all in perspective for people, Shriners. We don't use the term crippled because if you do, not only are you crippling yourself, you can cripple other people. We want to understand that everybody has a hard road. Some have it harder, but you can gain strength from that. What an amazing being you are, Lisa. And by the way, I got to tell everybody, I've met Lisa. She rocks. She is so beautiful physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. So she's moving through challenges. Let's use that same kind of process and talk about taking risks. We have a couple of minutes before we go on our short break. Talk to us about what it means to take risks in life?
Okay, sure. Thank you, Barry. So taking risks is what it feels like is it feels scary, right? In order to be able to jump out and take a risk, you have to really first put your fear aside. And everything in life that holds us back is fear-based. Bottom line, it's fear. And the thing that you need to understand about fear, which I learned myself, is that fear can cripple you if you allow it, but fear is really something that just resides in your mind. It's nothing but a belief. And so when taking risks, so to your point, Barry, later in life, I did some amazing things like starting my own business, of course, getting married, those kind of things. Those involve taking big risks. But the thing is that when we don't allow ourselves to step out and take a risk, then we don't put ourselves out there and meet people, and we don't shine in the world the way that we are meant to do that. And when we don't shine like that, we never inspire others and help. And that's, a big part of my work is to, what I do is, I speak on human validation, and it is based on, a lifetime of my personal research and using that and how we move through challenges. And how we do that is by learning, how to think. We just simply need to understand the difference between our emotions and logic. We need to learn how to manage those emotions through our critical thinking. So that's what I'm saying there is that I'm not saying that we shouldn't allow ourselves to feel our emotions, not at all. On the contrary, we must be in touch with our emotions. We have to work through some things if we're going to understand who we are. But the most important thing about that is that we need to learn how to process those feelings and put them in proper perspective and let your logic be your guide. And when you do that, and you walk out there and you take risks, you take a risk on going out there and loving the whole world. And that feels so scary. But you know what? I this is my personal belief. And I know that I would not be on this this wonderful podcast sharing with you all if Barry didn't, feel the same way. But I feel like we are here to help each other. I believe that we are all here to express kindness and love, and we can't do that if we're paralyzed in our own improper beliefs and allowing fear to hold us back.
Woo-wee! Lisa, that was a song, everybody. You heard the chorus in the background and the music playing. Now, stay here in the edge of your seat because we're going to come back right after this short break. Lisa is going to guide us through what it means to take risks and to live in the world of love. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the short break. See you then. Joy of living right now. Oh, how happy this time of year is, joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy, and oh my gosh, maybe I'm not, and there's so much to do, and so many things to be done, and what am I going? Well, if you have stress, and you want to get rid of it, or you want to reduce it and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.barryshore.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. Remember, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did. And let me know. Send me an email. Send me a text. Give me a call and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now.
Thank you.
beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We have good in abundance. By the way, good is a remarkable word, G-O-O-D. If you want to take that second O and make a little clip in it, and now snip it, and now elongate that O, it turns into an L, and now you have the word gold, because when you look for the good, you're really finding gold, and that kind of gold is the currency that will enable you to buy love. You can buy love. You can buy happiness. You just have to know the right currency. It's not Franklin's. It's not Jackson's. It's not Grant's or Washington's or Jefferson's. It is good. We have good in abundance. Our cup runneth over with love in the form of Lisa Goff. Now, Lisa was just mentioning to us about this really interesting balance, harmony of emotion and thought, thinking and responding, thinking and feeling. So I'm going to put two things out there. One is THINK is a great acronym. Remember before we had THANK. THANK stands for to harmonize and network kindness. We'll talk about kindness with Lisa. THINK stands for to harness insightful neural connections. When you harness insightful neural connections, mind becomes the master, and now you can truly love because you understand something. Love stands for living on vibrating energy. When you live on the vibrational plane, nothing can disturb you, cannot knock you off, because love is vibrational. So you were just mentioning this to us, wonderful Lisa. Talk to us about taking a risk. And the risk is saying, I will live in love. What did that look like for you?
Absolutely. Oh, I love that. I will live in love, taking risks.
Yes.
So one of my favorite quotes, actually, by Dr. Seuss, it goes like this. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. And I think for me.
That is so fun.
Yes, yes. And that's what it is, Barry. It's fun. And the process of learning how to take those risks and move forward starts with something fun, and it should be something that speaks to you. And so when I move through my life, okay, and I want to take risk and I want to go out there and I want to inspire the world, where do I start? Well, it starts with an idea, of course, but where do I put that? I put it deep in my heart. And when it becomes a passion, when it becomes a desire, then I get my notebook out and my pencil, and I just start writing. What do I want to do? What does that look like? How do I want to achieve it? And then I will most likely turn to one or two of my favorite books. And there are three books that I have that really helped me, that I turn to again and again. First one being The Four Agreements, and that was written by Don Ruiz,
Don Miguel Ruiz.
Thank you very much. It's a practical guide to personal freedom, and it's based on ancient Toltec wisdom. And it's one of my favorites because all four agreements and the addition of the fifth agreement ask the reader to take personal responsibility for their own self-limiting beliefs and judgments that ultimately cause unnecessary suffering and limitations. It's on us, folks. If we're going to take risks, it's great responsibility, and it should be our responsibility to manage who we are. Those agreements, the first one is be impeccable with your word. That's very important. The second one is don't take anything personally. The third one, don't make assumptions. The fourth one, always do your best. The fifth one, be skeptical, but learn to listen. That's where I would start, honestly, because in order for you to move forward and take risk and get out there, you need to understand that everybody has a brain in their head, and we all think our own thoughts. And when we go out there and we are feeling vulnerable and we're feeling nervous and we're wanting to be brave and take those risks, there's a tendency for our head chatter to get in the way and likes to drum up some unnecessary fear. What are they thinking about me? What am I going to say? What am I going to do? All of that you need to work through. The four agreements,
let me just recap and then put it together again. Everybody should know. And by the way, you will find these, interestingly enough, in the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. These four are included in the 11. One of them is be impeccable with your words. Another, don't take it personally. Because if you let compliments go to your head, you'll let criticism go to your heart. Mm. Number three, no assumptions. Everybody should know that the word assume, A-S-S-U-M-E, makes an ass out of you and me. No assumptions. And always, I mean always, not just once in a while or when you think it's right or in the right place, the right time and not in the mood, always be your best. Because when you're your best, you help the world, and we need you. Now, I love this word, these two words that Lisa just taught us, head chatter. I thought she was going to say head chowder, but she didn't. She said head chatter. We call it self-talk. Now, interestingly enough, and she's going to tell us this, self-talk is the most important speech, the most important talk you'll ever hear. It does not matter what a teacher, a parent, a friend, a lover, a non-lover, a hater, anybody in your world, does not matter what they say to you. It only matters what you say to you. What you say to you is everything. What others say to you, you'll accept. You might not, and you work with it. So talk to us more about you just saying, but you're leading us from head chatter. Are you going to bring us into The Alchemist or Wishes Fulfilled?
Yes, but I want to touch on that really quickly, Barry, because you are spot on. We will believe anything that we tell ourselves that we want to agree with. And so you really need to understand that head chatter because your mind is the most powerful tool you possess, and your energy goes along with that. And so you have the power to make or break yourself in just the thoughts that you're telling yourself. The Alchemist is a great favorite of mine because it's the story of a young boy named Santiago and his journey of following his heart and pursuing his dreams. So Santiago's quest is to find hidden treasure, and along the way he learns to listen to his heart and follow his intuition, which gives him the will to never lose hope. Santiago's quest in The Alchemist teaches us that when we really desire something, the whole universe will conspire to help us realize our dreams. That is a must read because if you're serious about taking risks, you have a desire in your heart, you have something you want to accomplish, and you need the roadmap, you need to understand that you have the power within you to create anything you are looking for.
Let me just recap on something that you just iterated. And again, when Lisa, you think she's speaking, she's not. I hear an opera. I hear a beautiful voice. This remarkable, powerful being, Lisa, who has gone through things that you can't even begin to imagine in terms of thinking at one point that she was crippled, being helped, being nurtured, gaining strength, going through things that other people take so much for granted, getting married, not getting married, starting a business, not having a business, and growing, growing, growing. And now she wants us to understand that when you really live well, you will recognize, now the word recognize is interesting because it's made up of two words, recognition, recognition. Cognition means you have a mind. When you recognite, that means that you are saying, aha! That, of course, is true because it's in part of my eternal being. The world, the universe conspires to help you. The world conspires to help you. Now, what a different kind of mindset to thinking the opposite, which really is a crippling, limiting kind of way to live. That's not who Lisa is. She's telling us, hello, everybody. The world is here to help you. Dream, do, live, love. Go forth.
Absolutely.
Okay. More. So that's the alchemist.
More. Okay. So, and then another book that I really, really love is authored by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And he is one of my favorite authors. And he's passed on now, but his work will forever live in my heart. I have a real love in my heart for Wayne Dyer. He really helped grow my soul and helped me to put things in proper perspective at a time when I really needed it the most. And so my favorite writings that Wayne Dyer did is a book called Wishes Fulfilled, Mastering the Art of Manifesting, because it's another great book that talks about the powers that we have within us to create the life that we can imagine for ourselves. Because, folks, we really do have that power. It's about learning how to put one foot in front of the other and move forward and keep moving forward. And don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dreams. Another favorite quote that I have is from Nelson Mandela. Your playing small does not serve the world. Who are you not to be great? Right? So
right.
You got to question yourself, right? Exactly. It's like, I am allowed and supposed to be making a difference in this world, and I will go out and be great. Who are you to say you're not, you know? Do it.
Right. Now, I want to make people aware again that this is just so important when Lisa's not just sharing with us, oh, these are books that I like. These are books that she not only delves into on a regular basis, but she extracts the gold. Remember, she's looking for the good. She took that second O, clipped it, and elongated, and she said, oh, the good is here, and that's the gold. And she's using it. Now, when she says the metaphor of putting one foot in front of the other, you have to understand something. Lisa, please tell everybody, do you have two functioning legs as every other being that's listening to this at the moment?
The way to answer that is I'm going to say most likely not, unless you are an above-the-knee amputee. Any of the listeners out there, if you're wearing a prosthetic leg, then yeah, we're evenly matched. But good. No,
I wanted to make everybody aware of that we're pulling back the curtain. And we did this is later in the show. I didn't start off and say, oh, by the way, Lisa says it's an amputee and take out the tissues. No. You didn't hear a word of that. All you heard was powerful, positive, purposeful, and pleasant, because that's the essence of Lisa. She is an amputee. She wears a prosthetic. Most people don't. I was paralyzed from my neck down for years. Most people haven't been through that. So when she says, put one foot in front of the other, she's not just using a phrase, everybody. She's talking reality. The ability to put a foot in front of the other. What if she didn't have her prosthetic? What if the elevator was down? She had to walk upstairs. You have to understand that we're talking here about real life. Remember, life stands for living for eternity. She lives in love, living on vibrant energy. She practices the idea of kindness. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. We have just a few more minutes left, Lisa, on this particular session together, this episode. What I'd like to ask you to do is, please, in about a minute and a half maximum, tell us your most fervent desire in life.
My most fervent desire in life is to dedicate my work to the Shriners Hospital and hopefully to be able to inspire and help the world through my work, but to really help the Shriners. I feel like, you know, the pay it forward thing, which is very real, of like my family got the best care for me and I got the best care for me because I was surrounded by people who do care. And it's always been my heart's desire to be able to bring good work and purposeful work to the world, and to be able to help pay back the Shriners, help to, I want to give. I want, that's my philanthropic dream, is to really get behind the Shriners and just help through my work.
Thank you. The work that Lisa does is called Human Validations. You really want to learn more about Lisa, and the way to do that is go to barryshore.com, BarryShore.com. You'll learn all about Lisa, what she does, how she does it, how she moves through challenges, takes risks, and resolves questions in her own mind, and therefore she can move forward and become a leader. Her self-talk, which is the most important talk, creates wishes that are fulfilled, because she knows she has the power to manifest, and she wants to and will do everything she can to help the Shriners. Please go and look up who the heck are the Shriners. They are people that make a difference in the world, just like all of us. You can go mad. Remember, life has a purpose. That's number one. Number two, go mad. Go make a difference. Everybody can do that. And that's number two. Number three, unlock the power of you everyday terms and words. Lisa, first of all, a huge thank you for being here. I'm going to embrace you in front of 269,711 people right now. May I? Are you ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
What a great hug. I felt that right here in my chair. Thank you,
you
so much,
got it,
Barry.
Kid. And you got it.
Yeah.
So we're finishing up. Thank you so much. Don't just hang on there. Don't go away. I just want to wrap it up, everybody. Remember, this is the joy of living. You've tuned in, k4hd.com, barryshore.com, to listen to the show. Share it with at least five people, with family, with friends, and especially with people who are not your friends, who think are not your friends, because you create harmony, you create, build bridges. WWW, what a wonderful world. Wow, words of wisdom, words of wonder from a woman of wonder, a woman of wisdom. Create, causing, rethinking, enabling all to excel. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. F you, everybody. F-U-N-N. Fun. And thank you. Learn to say thank you consciously, conscientiously, three times a day, every single day of the rest of your life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And our most fervent wish and blessing for you is the following. Go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Bye, all.